Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. With almost all ballots counted, the Central American country of Guatemala has elected a new president. Alejandro Giammattei, a former surgeon and ex-chief of prisons, will take office in January, succeeding current president Jimmy Morales. Maria Martin reports.
This was Alejandro Giammattei's fourth run for the presidency. As the standard bearer for the conservative Vamos Party, he won nearly 60% of the vote, beating out left-of-center former First Lady Sandra Torres. In his acceptance speech, the president-elect acknowledged the country is politically polarized, but pledged to work for a better Guatemala for all. Giammattei has called for gang members to be treated as terrorists and has the support of the country's military. The 63-year-old president-elect faces many challenges, including high rates of unemployment, corruption, and the controversial asylum agreement recently signed with the United States. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
New York City's chief medical examiner says an autopsy has been performed on Jeffrey Epstein, but more information is needed to determine the cause of his death. The financier, charged with the sexual trafficking of young girls, was found dead in his cell Saturday. NPR's Shannon Van Sant reports.
Epstein's death came less than 24 hours after a federal appeals court released documents, including a memoir of a woman who says Epstein and his longtime friend Ghislaine Maxwell trafficked her to powerful politicians, businessmen, and foreign leaders. Prosecutors say the investigation into charges against Epstein and the people who allegedly enabled him will continue.
NPR's Shannon Van Sant. It's been a week since a mass gunman shot and killed 9 people in a popular entertainment and shopping district in Dayton, Ohio. Dozens of people came out Sunday afternoon to pay their respects at a makeshift memorial. From member station WYSO, Jess Mador has more.
The sidewalk memorial outside the Oregon District Club where the shooting happened grows bigger every day. Hanging above it is a graffiti mural reading Dayton Strong in red and blue bubble letters. Lamont Smith came with his wife and children. It was their first visit since the shooting. Seeing the memorial in person, he says, is overwhelming.
But it's a peace down here, and the memorial brought more peace for everyone coming to look at it. And you have the crosses, the flyers, everything that represents peace is at this memorial.
Dayton officials say they'll leave the memorial up until all the shooting victims are buried. Funerals are already underway. For NPR News, I'm Jess Mador in Dayton.
El Paso, Texas is planning a citywide public vigil Wednesday to honor the 22 people killed in a mass shooting August 3rd, the day before the Dayton killings. This is NPR News. The World Food Program says it will resume food aid this week to 850,000 Yemeni civilians in the Houthi-controlled capital Sana'a. Lisa Schlein reports hundreds of thousands of hungry people have not received food rations for the past 2 months.
The World Food Program suspended aid after learning the Houthi rebels were diverting food for their own profit. WFP spokesman Heve Fahusel says an agreement with the Houthis has been finalized, guaranteeing food will reach the intended beneficiaries.
We have every reason to believe that the Houthis are there for the good of the people and will, help us to implement that agreement. Obviously, we will review the situation if we see that it's not the case.
Millions of civilians in areas controlled by the Houthi authorities will receive smart cards verifying their identity. Those who have these cards will receive food. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
A fire swept through a house in Erie, Pennsylvania early Sunday. Officials say 5 children were killed and 1 adult was injured. The house was being operated as a 24-hour-a-day daycare center. 4 of the children who died were being cared for while their parents worked overnight. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. Officials in Newark, New Jersey say they'll provide bottled water to residents starting Monday. Tests showed that filters may not be enough to protect against high levels of lead. The city has been grappling with elevated lead levels in water for nearly 3 years. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.